Chapter 17, Expectations Become Reality. When you expect someone to do what you want and that person treats you with respect or admires and looks up to you, you've already increased your chances of greater success. The magic word here is expect. You expect your child to get high grades in school, and he will get high grades. You tell your son that he's a bright student. You really expect that to happen, and your son will meet or exceed your expectations. We aim to meet, if not exceed, others' expectations of us, especially if we stand to gain benefits like getting rewards, earning trust, or being regarded highly. There have been cases where the law of expectation can produce almost miraculous results. Take the case of cancer patients who were given placebo pills. These are just plain pills that have no healing capabilities. So how did they get well? The power came from their thoughts. They were told that these pills contain the highest amounts of cancer-fighting ingredients that can effectively cure them in a matter of days. They expected to be healed, and so that's what happened. See how powerful your mind is? They believed that their health would be restored. They have registered in their minds that these pills will cure them of their illnesses. In the process, the belief embedded within their subconscious came to reality. There once was a weightlifter who couldn't lift weights in excess of 300 pounds, so his coach devised a clever idea and told him that the barbell he has to carry weighs only 300 pounds. With all his might, the weightlifter managed to put it up above his head. After he put it down, the coach told him that he has just lifted 350 pounds of weight. It's all in the mind. A famous person once said, "Whenever you think you can or you can't, you're right. If you think you're poor, then you are, unless you properly condition your thoughts to the positive mindset and expect great things to happen." Read this inspiring story about a potential failure who turned it into a success and turned into a success magnet. Here it is. "My dad's way of disciplining me when I was growing up could have made me a big-time failure had I not realized its consequences in time. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my dad very much, and I respect him. I'm sharing this story for the purpose of making you aware of things that could set you up for failure so you can avoid them. Now, back to the story. When I was a young boy growing up, I oftentimes make mistakes, as small boys usually do. Every time I'd do something stupid or something that my dad didn't like, he'd say things like, 'You're not using your head. This is common sense stuff, and you don't know it. Your cousin's much better than you are,' things like that. My dad often made me feel like I was a stupid person, that all the other people were much smarter and better than me. He said that it's his way of disciplining me so that I can grow up to be a better person. As I grew up, his words often echoed in my head. In due time, his words made their way to my subconscious. I was literally telling myself that I was stupid or that I was a failure every time I made a mistake. I felt like I was my own worst enemy, and I indeed failed in many of my endeavors. It was very frustrating for me to keep on failing and being a nobody, I thought. But because I simply could not accept my fate, I read all sorts of self-improvement books to get out of my predicament. And that's when I found out what was wrong with me. I'd let my dad's negative words about me become a part of my life. And because I accepted his teachings as words of wisdom, I took on the personality of a failure." They say that people act or behave according to how you treat them. When we assign a person certain positive qualities or attributes, that person will allow us to believe that what we said is true. So if you treat, let's say, an average student as a genius and tell him that his performance exhibits that of a highly intellectual person, he will allow us to believe it and indeed become a very smart person. Try it. You'll be tremendously surprised. If you're a parent, assign positive qualities to your children, even if they don't have those qualities yet. Tell them they're smart, and they will indeed become smart. That's the power of the subconscious mind. We can use this to our advantage by adding certain words such as "you probably already know" or "you probably realize" in our statements. This is powerful because you are assuming yet unconsciously suggesting at the same time. Example, "you probably already know this is the best deal you could ever find." Some people presume that they are being perceived in a particular way, and they will act according to their own perceptions. An employee who assumes that his coworkers perceive him as incompetent will probably be unable to fulfill his job well. On the contrary, if that employee thinks that others are praising him for his good work, he will probably produce good results with his job. This phenomenon has a lot to do with their beliefs. What you believe will happen can actually manifest into reality. How to use the power of expectation. To use the power of expectation, find some point of similarities between you and the person you're persuading. For example, both of you are members of a reputable association. You can say something like, "Well, as a fellow member of Justice for All Incorporated, I know you want justice to be served at all times. I respect you and regard you as one of my heroes. I'm sure many people treat you the same. Just want to thank you in advance for continuing the fight to give justice to Mr. Jones." Want to know how to use expectations to persuade others to accomplish tasks 2 times, 3 times, or even many times faster? If the task requires 3 months to finish, tell them it has to be done within 3 weeks. The magic in this is that the work will be completed in a span of time based on a person's expectation of how much time is required to do it. Parkinson's Law states, work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. If they cannot absolutely do it in that span of time, use another principle, the principle of comparison. Tell them that if they can produce excellent results, they will be given a 2-week extension, or more, or less. You decide. They will compare the 2 time frames and may even thank you for giving them enough time. You gave them the impression that they are given a lot of time, even when they are not. Another great tip to maximize the power of expectation is to be as specific as possible. If you can say, "I know you're a fast writer who can turn out at least 7 quality articles within 5 hours, instead of, "I know you to be a fast and efficient writer," then the results will be better. Keep in mind also that people base their expectations on various aspects such as your physical qualities, your surroundings, etc. Everyone will expect a neatly dressed and well-groomed person to be wealthy and successful. That's why it pays to look good when you're persuading others. If you wear dirty clothes and have unkempt hair, you'll be treated as someone who has bad manners, and they won't expect a good outcome from you. The same goes if you have an orderly and tidy home. People will expect you to be an organized person. What to do when others expect negativities, qualities, or results from you? Learn to become a human filter. To become one, you must learn to filter out negative comments or suggestions. You know yourself better than anyone else does. Block out all those pessimistic views while you absorb the positive ones. And of course, never listen to those who have nothing good to say. Believe deep inside that you're fully capable of doing the things which they don't think you can do. They say that opinion is the cheapest commodity, and because different people have different opinions, you just can't simply accept the viewpoint of one person as the standard rule. Presuppositions. Presuppositions assume that the person you're persuading has already accepted your proposal or has reached an agreement with you, even if he has not yet done so. Notice the words from the examples. Following. Are you still willing to join me in my quest? Still. Have you submitted your application yet? Yet. I will give you $100 when you finish this task. Notice I didn't say if, I said when. When do you want to start doing your assignment? When and start doing. Fortunately, you can get this product at a big discount. Fortunately. How happy are you to be in this memorable event? How happy. I'm glad you checked this out. How will you apply it to your business? How and apply. Shall we start the program on Thursday or Friday? Or. How satisfied are you after reading my book? How satisfied. When you ask these questions, people will start thinking of answers and may therefore get distracted from thoroughly understanding your question. The result would be compliance. The magic question. Make the persuadee do what you want right now by asking a question that assumes he has already completed your desired request. Example, if you made money with this program, would you continue your membership? If he says yes, then you're in a much better position to persuade. That's because he will never know if he will make money with your program unless he joins. How to bring out the fire in anyone. Jason is the new coach of a basketball team. His team has won many games since he has arrived to replace the previous coach. The players are more at ease with him and more open to discuss any concern with him. Moreover, they have become more confident and motivated to play now that he's leading them. Before he coached the team, they were on a losing streak. Now that the team is on a hot streak, and they may even have a chance to win the championship. What is Jason's secret? Whenever one player does something nice, Jason gives him a good name to live up to. When a player makes good blocks or does a great job in rebounding, Jason will tell him, "Wow, your rebounding and defense are very much like Tim Duncan. Keep it up." When a player shoots consistently well, Jason will tell him, "Super, your sweet moves rival those of Steve Nash. Wow." When his team wins, he'll encourage them. "We will win, one game at a time. We'll win the championship, just like the San Antonio Spurs did." Jason knows how to praise his players and how to motivate them to do better. He assigns qualities and aspects that the players are inspired to adopt, even if the players don't possess those characteristics yet. The players, on the other hand, would try their best to establish the reputation that their coach has assigned to them. They don't want to humiliate themselves by performing below the reputation that Jason has delegated to them. Whenever he needs something to be done by a player, Jason tells him, James, you always shoot like Michael Jordan. In this play, you're going to take the game-winning shot. Let's win this. James feels like the MVP. He's all fired up, and his coach expects him to play like Michael Jordan. James simply can't let his team down. Sometimes Coach Jason will apply a slightly different approach. When he expects David to defend Brian, the other team's star player, Jason will tell him, David, you've always been a great defensive specialist. Nobody's ever stopped Brian from scoring above 20 points in any game before. Would you be able to stop him this time? Coach Jason issued a challenge to David. David couldn't back out now. He has to prove that he can defend Brian. He has to show everyone that he is one of the greatest defensive players ever. When you give out a challenge to someone, that person will be much more motivated to prove to you that he can accomplish any task you assign him. Moreover, he will want to enhance his reputation by trying to surpass that challenge that you brought out to him. Press the magic button of motivation. Now, every time his team wins, Coach Jason will credit their accomplishment to the team's amazing teamwork, coordination, and dazzling plays. By ascribing a certain event, the team's victory, to cause the team's amazing teamwork, coordination, and dazzling plays, he has established a connection between the winning and the team's performance. By doing that, the team's desire to win has always spurred from within themselves the driving force to perform well. Coach Jason would also celebrate a win by inviting the whole team to his home. His wife would cook the most delicious pasta in the city. This pasta has become the team's motivator. It's also become an anchor. Whenever there's a game, Coach Jason would just tell them, win this game and get a mouthful of pasta later. Just imagining the appetizing sight, smell, and taste of the pasta would stimulate the team to do their very best. This is the end of chapter 17.